In 7 minutes, you can do a few things. Paula Dean says you can make one of her cake frostings. You can, according to Google Maps, bicycle from the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs to the Crescent Hotel. Though we think Google Maps doesn't quite understand just how steep that grade is. And you can listen to 88% of Stairway to Heaven. Allison Lewis thinks you can also begin to improve your life. She's written the book, The 7-Minute Solution, Creating a Life with Meaning 7 Minutes at a Time. 7 minutes is a key time frame, she says, because the average adult attention span can last about that long. The Northwest Arkansas chapter of the Network of Executive Women will sponsor a luncheon featuring Allison Lewis tomorrow from 11:30 until 1:30 at the Embassy Suites in Rogers. Yesterday, she spent more than 7 minutes in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio discussing her book, and she explained that for some people, attention span can be as little as 2 seconds during a workday.
Right, 2 seconds. How many times have you been reading a sentence in a book, and all of a sudden you find that you've read it 2, 3, 4 times before you can even capture your attention? The human attention span oscillates, and that's what's so fascinating, is it's not just that we have a limited amount of attention, but based on what we, how much we sleep, what we eat, how much water we've had, how much sugar we've had, our attention oscillates throughout the day. At some points, you're able to narrow in and concentrate on things very well, and other times it's as though you can't get anything done.
So what can you do? What can you tell us in the books like 7-Minute Solution that we can do with these 7 minutes?
Well, we call those things micro-actions. We want to be very concrete that there are a lot of things you can get done in 7 minutes. The most important thing that we talk about is creating a daily written plan of action. If you know that your mind is going to oscillate and that you're only going to have a limited capacity to get things done, then really what's most important for you to get done needs to be written down. And you want to start out your day with that being the only thing on your desk.
Really? So is it something that I write in the morning when I wake up, or do I already have it?
No, by the time you wake up, the fire drill has begun. And so a lot of people hop in the shower, they have 100 things on their mind that they say they're going to get done, and as soon as they walk in the office, absolutely, you know, life breaks in and they get nothing done. So what we encourage people to do is to go to the 7minutelife.com and download what we call the Daily Progress Report. On that page, you will find one section called 5 Before 11. And that section is what 5 things will you do tomorrow before 11 o'clock in the morning.
I often, and I think this is probably something that a lot of busy people do, will have the best of intentions. I can walk in at 7 and have this 5 before 11 plan, but then somebody else is in my office, and then the phone rings, and then there are 7 emails. And even though I'm trying, not the rest of the world is not always cooperating with me.
And so how do you fight that battle?
No. I'm asking, how do I fight that battle? I don't know. It's a hit or miss sort of proposition.
It is the real world. And I think that it is something that we face. And people across corporate America are dealing with that very same issue. And what happens when you come in with a written agenda, with a written daily plan, and then you're not able to accomplish the things on that plan is that we actually have an emotional reaction to that where we feel bad. You can feel the energy draining out of you, and other people are asking you to focus on their tasks, not your intentions. And so I believe that we have to make adjustments for that. Sometimes we have to have honest conversations with our coworkers, sometimes with our direct reports above us, and say, whatever time it is, I need a block of time each day and every day that I can focus on things that you've already asked me to accomplish. So we have to set some real boundaries, and then we have to follow those boundaries.
We have to make choices then, right? Sometimes these are choices. I mean, you can choose to block out an hour to make sure you exercise. You can choose to do these things.
Well, look at your whole week. We have a ton of pieces out there. I believe there are 168 hours a week. So if 8 hours a day take up sleeping time, which is what we recommend, mm-hmm. then each day out of 24 hours, you only have 16 hours left. If working takes 8 to 9, then you only have 8 hours left. So how are you going to fill those hours each day? You have to choose, and you actually, and we call it discretionary time. Mm-hmm. Many times our lives are scripted by other people, exactly what you were talking about. You may, if you're lucky, have 20 minutes to 1 hour a day that's your book to script. How are you going to spend that time? Is it going to be with a television? Is it going to be reading a book like the 7-Minute Solution that we believe can change people's lives? Is it going to be taking 30 minutes to exercise? Is it going to be walking the dog? Is it going to be sitting down to dinner with your family? You don't have much discretionary time. That's one of the big issues we see in America.
Does the math work where, well, let's take 7 minutes, and if I do three things during those 7 minutes, I'm actually turning the 7 into 21 by multitasking?
No, multitasking is a farce. There are actually three types of attention. There's focused attention, where someone drops a plate in a restaurant and it startles you. There's sustained attention, which is where you concentrate on something that's really important. That's what we want to talk about. And then there's multitasking, which is called divided attention. And divided attention is really no attention. When you try to do two things at once, you're not doing two things at the same time. You're actually switching from one task with a microsecond in between, going back to the other, microsecond in between, and then back to the other. It actually takes more effort to multitask than it does to sustain your attention. And where you will find meaning in life is when you focus on things that are meaningful to you and you sustain attention, where you start something and finish it. There's a chemical in the brain called dopamine that when you actually mark something off your list as done, this reward comes over you immediately. It's emotional, it's physical, and we need that getting to done every day. That's what this is about.
When you deliver a presentation like you will tomorrow, you'll talk for more than 7 minutes. I'm assuming. I guess I shouldn't assume. But you yourself know that the average adult attention span wanes at 7 minutes or before. So what do you do to make sure that those people who are listening are staying in tune?
Well, you've given away one of my secrets to the secret sauce. Because I know that people have a 7-minute attention span, and that's really a kind of a maximum for listening, we do a lot of things in our presentation that bring people back in. We will have them taking notes. We'll have them thinking about themselves. They'll see themselves in this program, because I will assure you that people don't really care what Allison Lewis thinks, but they're all looking for meaning and connection in their lives. And when they can see through their own eyes how the 7-minute solution is going to apply to them today, that's when we reconnect with them. So we use pictures. We do a lot of activity that's interactive, and we have them engaging with us both verbally and also in writing.
When did you begin to be interested in better time or attention management?
Well, it happened at the age of 41. I literally had a friend of mine, this is on page 26 and 27 in the book, walk up to me at church one day. She looked me in the eye and she said three words that changed my life forever. She said, "I've got cancer." And Debbie Ring, at the age of 46, had stage 4 colon cancer and was told that she had 6 months to live. And it was at that point in my life that I realized I was out of shape, I was slightly overweight, and I liked my job, but I didn't love my job. And I just realized that there was a line in the sand, and I could choose for my life to remain the same forever, or I could take one tiny step forward and make my life forever different. And it was at that moment that I realized I wanted more out of life.
This may be an unfair question with no real answer. Is it different for men and women?
I think it is different for men and women. I think men and women in some situations want things different out of life. There's some great books out there. I think women want love, and I think men want respect. I think that women want to connect with people, and I think, you know, sometimes men want to see achievement and progress and forward movement. But I think all of us want some deeper level of meaning. We want to feel like our life matters. We want to feel like the things that we are doing are important. And I just know that what happens and where the book begins is that a lot of people are living in a state of unawareness. They wake up in the morning, they go to work, they come home, and life passes them by. And I just have said, no more. I am not going to just let life pass me by. I'm going to stop, connect with it, smell it, feel it, touch it, enjoy life, That's what I think that people want.
Allison Lewis is the author of the new book, The 7-Minute Solution, Creating a Life with Meaning, 7 Minutes at a Time. She'll be the featured speaker at a luncheon sponsored by the Northwest Arkansas chapter of the Network of Executive Women tomorrow from 11:30 until 1:30 at the Embassy Suites in Rogers. She'll also sign copies of her book at the Sam's Club in Bentonville tomorrow evening from 6 until 7. You can learn more online at her Facebook page, Facebook/The 7-Minute Life. This is Ozarks at Large.